音来到是全遍万邦。
That means we would agree, all of us, that we would tell the world your story.
所以我相信大家都同意，我哋就会将我哋嘅故事嚟到传给万邦。
We sang we would be witnesses to the end of the earth.
我哋头先唱嘅诗就系话，我哋会喺呢个世界嘅直到地极嚟到系传讲我哋嘅见证。
We sang this morning, use me for your glory.
今朝我哋都系唱到就话，使用我嘅生命嚟到去荣耀你。
At the first service, we sang these words, "Where you go, I will go."
喺今朝英文堂嘅时候咧，就个诗歌就话，无论你去到边，我都会跟随。
Where you lead, I will follow.
无论你带领我去边度，我都会跟随。
These are profound words.
呢啲系非常震撼嘅言语。
For us to sing.
我哋去唱一啲好震撼嘅消息。
Do we really mean it?
我哋系咪真系嚟到系去咁样嚟到系去有咁嘅意思喺当中咧
？Or do we really understand?
我哋系咪真系去明白到个歌词咧
？What it means?
呢个系咩意思咧
？To be used for His glory.
但系咩意思？就系话我哋嘅生命又系为神嚟到将荣耀归俾佢。
And I want us to consider that this morning.
我希望大家今日嚟到系去思想一个个问题。
As we think about this message,
当我哋去谂到呢个信息嘅时候
，entitled "Rescued Risk-Taking Rescuers"，
呢个信息嘅题目就系嚟到系去做一个救援嘅工作，系做一个冒险嘅去做救援嘅工作。
But I want to begin this morning thanking the word Lord with a word of praise.
我开始今日嘅信息嘅时候，我想用一个嘅赞美嘅信息嚟到系同大家开始。
The psalmist says, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Declare His praises amongst all the nations, because great is the Lord and most worthy of our praise."
诗篇里边话：你们要向耶和华唱新歌，全地都要向耶和华歌唱，要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩。
But the question is, why do we praise Him?
个问题就系点解我哋要传扬神嘅名字咧
？Why do we declare His praises to all the nations?
点解我哋要向万邦嚟到系去称赞佢嘅圣名咧
？And I believe part of the answer is in Psalm 21.
其中一个答案咧，我哋会喺诗篇第一百喺二十一篇里边揾到。
And the psalmist says, "I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from?"
诗人话：我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来
？Don't we all find ourselves at times in a place where we need help?
我哋好多时候都会喺一个嘅情况底下，我哋系需要帮助嘅。
We're all needy.
我哋系好有需要嘅人。
And this psalmist finds himself in a situation that's difficult.
呢个诗人喺佢呢个嘅境况里边，佢系觉得系一个好大嘅困局里边。
And so he lifts his eyes up to the Lord for help.
所以佢向神、向山、向神嚟到举目，嚟到系求帮助。
Now here is the cause for our joy.
呢个就系我哋有呢个喜乐嘅原因。
And this is why, in the midst of trouble, the psalmist turned to God, his help.
呢个就系一个原因，点解呢个嘅诗人喺佢个困境里边，佢会向神嚟到系去求救。
He says, "You are the maker of heaven and earth."
佢话你系做天地万物嘅神。
You will not let my foot slip.
你系唔会叫我嘅脚动摇。
You're awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
你系廿四小时都系不睡觉不打盹嘅。
You watch over me.
你系经常嘅看顾我。
And my church.
我嘅教会。
You never sleep. You never slumber.
你系永远都唔会睡觉，亦都唔会打盹。
Lord, you watch over me.
神啊，你嘅看顾我。
Not the sun by day nor the moon by night will harm me.
因为白日太阳唔会伤害我，夜间月亮亦都唔会害我。
Lord, I know you will keep me from all harm.
因为神，我知道你会保护我，免我一切嘅灾害。
You watch over when I come in, and you watch over me when I leave.
因为我出我入，耶和华你都系保护我。
For right now and forevermore.
就系从今日直到永远。
That's the reason for this incredible joy.
呢个就系我哋有一个咁大嘅喜乐嘅原因。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20,
在历代志下第20章,
this word comes to Jehoshaphat.
约沙法有这个说话讲,
and some of the men from his army come.
有一些在他的军队里面的人回来,
and they say, Jehoshaphat, there is an army coming from the north and the south and the east and the west.
他说约沙法王啊，你现在是四面受敌。
They say we're in deep trouble.
我们现在是在一个大的患难的当中。
Where will our support come from?
我们的帮助从哪里来呢？
But the wise king,
但这个很有智慧的王，
his first decision is to turn to God.
他第一个决定就是去回到神那里。
In verse 3 of 2 Chronicles 20,
在历代志下第二十章第三节
，It says he went to God for help。
佢话佢系定义要去寻求耶和华。
That was Jehoshaphat's first decision。
呢个系约沙法第一个嘅决定。
Because he knew where his help would come from。
因为佢知道佢嘅帮助系从边度而嚟。
The whole country of Judah united in seeking God's help。
是整个犹大国都是一起的同心来到去寻求神的帮助。
Jehoshaphat understood, like the psalmist in 121.
约沙法是好像诗篇这个诗人一样去明白到。
That it was only God that could help him.
只有神才能够帮助他们。
That he could trust in God.
他能够相信这位的神。
For now and forevermore.
是从今时直到永远。
And this is the reason why we give thanks.
这个就是为什么我们要来到去感恩。
But I also want to say thank you to you this morning.
我今天也是想来到多谢我们大家每一位。
For your continued faithfulness.
就是你不断的来到忠心。
In the work of the Alliance around the world.
在宣道会的工作里面，环球工作里面。
I was with a young couple in their 20s.
我是同一对嘅年轻嘅夫妇，大约系二十几岁嘅。
Two weeks ago，
两个星期之前。
And they were getting ready to leave for the mission field。
咁佢哋就系准备佢哋出工场里边系去做宣教嘅工作。
And I asked them， what was it that impacted you to go to the field？
咁我就问佢，到底系乜嘢影响到你要嚟到系去工场里边嚟到宣教咧
？And they said it was our church family。
佢系话系我教会嘅大家庭。
Praying for them,
因为他们为他祷告
encouraging them,
去支持去鼓励他们
They said it was their youth pastor,
是他们的年轻的牧者青年牧者
who talked to them about what does the life of a disciple look like?
他是教导他们一个的门徒的生活应该是怎样
And it was the encouragement of their missions committee, the missions people in their church,
也是他们宣教的宣教的职员会来到不断的鼓励他们
And so I want to say thank you from our district office and from our national office. Again, thank you, and what you do matters.
我是想代表宣道总会、区会都是向大家来到是致谢，你所做的每一样东西都是非常之重要。
So at this point, let me just stop and open up in prayer, and we'll begin.
我们开始的时候请大家一起来到祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we want to not just believe but practice the words that say, yes, where you go, I will follow.
神，我们真的愿意来到教导我们，不单止来到去听去读这些话语，而真的我们能够去行出来，就是说你去哪里的时候，我们都会跟随。
For thousands of years.
是几千年以来。
People have taken up that cause.
很多人都是去回应这个呼召。
To go where you have gone.
就是去你曾经去的地方。
And to follow.
就是去跟随你。
You, Lord.
就是跟随你主耶稣。
So Father, we just ask that you would be with us this morning.
神，我哋都系恳求你今日同我哋同在。
That we would be able to set aside just the challenges of our day.
就系将我哋每一日嗰个嘅挑战同埋烦恼，我哋都系摆开。
To hear your word.
亦都系聆听你自己嘅话语。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to begin this morning.
我喺今日开始嘅时候
，with sharing just a little bit of my own personal story.
就系想同大家分享一下我个人嘅一个嘅故事。
Of how God had called me to ministry.
就系神点样嚟到系去呼召我嚟到系去做呢个嘅事工。
Life was on my first trip to Ecuador. I was in the southern part of the country in a city called Guayaquil. I was in the downtown core. It was a pretty sketchy area, and I was in a two-story hotel. I remember waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning because of all the screaming I was hearing in the streets, and I remember walking over.To the window and just staring up my window down onto the street, and there was a mother with two or three kids, and they were laying underneath an awning, and the rain and the wind was blowing, and the mother was trying to cover her children with cardboard to keep them dry from the driving rain.
And I remember asking GodWhat can I do?
我好記得我哋都係去問神，我喺呢個情況裏邊可以做啲乜嘢咧
？The next morning, I awoke and tried to phone my wife.
第二朝早嘅時候，我起身嚟到去打電話俾我太太。
And I remember finally getting her on the phone.
咁我記得佢終於嚟到聽電話啦。
And her first question was, "How are you?"
咁佢第一個問題就係問我啊，你好嗎？
And as soon as I heard her voice,
当我一听到佢嘅声音嘅时候
，I began to cry.
咁就我开始嚟都系去饮泣啦。
And she kept asking me, "What's wrong?"
咁佢不断嘅问我有咩事情啊，有咩唔妥啊
？But I don't know if you've ever been there. I couldn't get the words out of my mouth.
我唔知你冇试过嗰个喉咙咧系唔能够讲嘢。
All I could do was weep.
我只系一直嘅不断喺度流泪。
Because I didn't know how to come to terms with what I had seen the night before.
因为我唔能够嚟到系去接受我琴晚可睇到个眼前嘅惨况。
And I came home from that trip。
咁我喺嗰个嘅宣教嗰个嘅旅程翻屋企嘅时候。
And for 3 weeks, I went into my office。
咁有三个星期嘅时候，我翻到去我自己嘅办公室。
And I would lock my door。
咁我就会将到门锁起。
And just weep。
咁我就喺嗰度嚟到喊。
And after about 3 weeks of doing this,
咁大约系三个星期都系咁样样。
My wife thought I was having a nervous breakdown.
咁咧，我个太太咧就以为我系精神崩溃。
You have to get help.
咁佢话你一定需要有帮助。
But I remember during that 3 week period.
但我好记得喺呢个三个星期嘅当中
，saying to the Lord,
我同神讲
，You open the door.
当你开一道门嘅时候
，and I will follow.
我会跟随你。
And that began my journey from moving from being a Christian businessman.
呢个就系开始咗我从一个嘅基督徒一个商人
to a Christian business missionary.
就成为咗一个大职嘅一个嘅宣教士嘅旅程。
I had no idea when I made that commitment.
我当我去做呢个决定嘅时候，我唔知道自己系到底系会系点样样嘅。
Almost 25 years ago，
大约系25年之前嘅事。
Of this journey God would take me on，
呢个就系呢个旅程，神点样嚟到开始嘅带领我。
In front of you， you see this coffin。
喺第一前面嘅时候，你会见到一个嘅棺木。
And marked on it are just a small number of nations。That light was brought to the darkness through the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
上边咧有好多嘅国家嘅名字，就系宣道会系将呢个嘅光明带进去呢啲嘅黑暗嘅国家里边。
They brought this incredible news that Jehoshaphat knew and the psalmist of Psalm 121 knew.
啊，呢啲嘅宣教士系将呢个约沙法王同埋啊写诗篇122篇嘅诗人所得到呢个嘅消息带到去佢哋当中。
That God is our helper.
呢个就系神，就系我哋嘅帮助，我哋嘅倚靠。
And that our God never slumbers or sleeps.
而我哋嘅神系唔会睡觉，亦都唔会打盹嘅。
So almost 2 centuries ago,
大约系两个世纪之前
，a brand of brave souls were birthed.
有一班嘅好勇敢嘅一班嘅人。
And they were called one-way missionaries.
佢哋系叫做单程嘅宣教士。
So when they bought their ticket to go to the mission field,
当佢哋买咗呢啲嘅飞嚟到去呢个嘅宣教工场嘅时候。
It was one way.
呢啲系一个单程飞嚟嘅。
And what they did is, instead of taking suitcases,
咁佢哋咧，佢哋唔系攞一啲嘅行李皮夹嘅。
They packed all their belongings in a coffin.
佢将所有佢哋嘅日用品咧，系摆喺一个嘅棺木里边。
Because they knew they weren't coming home.
因为佢哋知道佢唔会再翻翻嚟噶啦。
When they got on the boat to sail away,
当他们上船来到离开他们本地的地方的时候
they waved goodbye to everyone they loved.
他们和他们的家人他们所爱的人来到去讲再见
To all they knew,
他们知道
knowing they would never return.
他们知道他们不会再回来的了
Telling the world his story.
就是将这个故事传给世界各地
Witnesses to the end of the earth.
就系去到地极嚟到系去传讲神嘅见证。
Being used for His glory.
就系为咗神嘅荣耀嚟到使用我哋嘅生命。
Saying where you go, I will go. Where you lead, I will follow.
就系你去边度，我都会跟随；你带领我去边度，我都会系去顺服跟随。
One of those was a man named A.W. Milne.
其中一位系叫做 A.W. Milne。
And he set sail for the New Hebrides in the South Pacific.
咁咧，佢就系去到一个嘅南太平洋嘅一个岛度。
Now every missionary that had come before him,
每一个系曾经喺佢以前去嗰度嘅地方嘅宣教士
had been martyred.
全部都系殉道嘅。
But Milne didn't fear for his life.
但系佢冇因为咁样而惧怕
because he had already died to himself.
因为佢已经自死咗佢自己嘅生命。
His coffin was packed with all his earthly belongings.
咁佢个棺木咧就摆满晒佢平时要用嘅日用品。
35 years later,
35年之后
，when Milne had passed away,
当呢位嘅宣教士过身嘅时候
，they buried him in the center of the village.
咁佢哋就将佢葬喺呢个嘅村落嘅中心。
And here's what was written on his tombstone.
咁喺佢个墓碑上边写咗呢啲嘅字。
When he came, there was only darkness.
当佢嚟嘅时候，呢度只有系黑暗。
When he left, there was only light.
当佢离开嘅时候，呢度只有光明。
So the greatest rescue mission began with these words: "He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel."
一个最大嘅一个救援行动嘅开始就系一节嘅圣经里面话，你嘅后裔要伤你嘅头，你要伤他嘅脚跟。
A war had broken out.
一个嘅战争系开始咗。
And there would be crushing and fighting and killing and dying.
呢度系会有争战、有流血、有死亡。
There would be a body being broken and blood that was going to be spilled.
系会有身体被撕裂，系会有血系为呢件事情所流。
And what was the cause of this rescue mission? Why did the rescue mission need to begin?
到底呢个嘅原因，呢个嘅动机系乜嘢咧
？It began because of our sin.
呢个嘅开始就系因为我哋嘅罪。
Isaiah 52 says this, "But our iniquities have made a separation between you and your God."
以赛亚书里边话，但系你哋嘅罪孽使我同你嚟到系隔离。
And your sin.Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear you.
因为你们的罪使他来到是掩面不见你们。
And so this rescue mission was all about the restoration of a broken relationship.
这个救援的行动就是全是因为要是将我们和神的关系来到有一个和好。
That brought about death and then rebirth.
就是将死因为死亡然后将生命来到重生来到重生。
This whole thing called the Christian enterprise.
我哋呢个整个嘅基督教呢个嘅架构。
Evangelism.
呢个嘅传福音。
Church services.
呢个教会嘅崇拜。
Sunday schools.
主日学。
It's all about restoration.
这个全部都是讲到同神和好。
Just think about it. Your restored relationship with God was so important to him that he would engage in a war for you. The cost, the risk was his very own son.
大家去思想一下，你同神嗰个和好嘅关系系重要到一个嘅地步，神系会将佢嘅儿子嚟到系去舍弃。
And you know and I know in my life we've heard the story repeated over and over and over again, the price that Christ had paid, to the point that we become so familiar with the story we forget its impact.
我哋都系可能听过好多好多次耶稣系点样为我哋而死，叫我哋同神和好。但我哋因为听到好多嘅时候，可能我哋已经系完全嘅麻木咗。
And it's why I have that coffin here this morning。
所以呢个就系一个原因，点解我会将一个棺木摆喺大家嘅当中
？To refamiliarize ourselves with the cost。
就系等佢提醒大家呢一个嘅代价。
Because sometimes, and I know in my own life, our senses become dull。
我都知道在我自己的生命里面，有时候我们的感官，我们的感觉是会有麻木了。
The Apostle Paul said this, that he had learned to be content in all things.
保罗，使徒保罗说，他学习了怎样在凡事上都是满足。
And Paul is speaking the truth.
而保罗是讲一个的真理。
But maybe we need to consider a state of mind in which we strive to not be spiritually content.
我哋或者要去尝试下嚟，都系去叫我哋唔好喺属灵上边系觉得系感觉到满足。
What does it mean when we say we will go to the world？
到底我哋话我哋要去普天之下，到底系咩意思咧
？When we sing those words，
当我哋话唱我哋要去普天之下，呢系咩意思咧
？Maybe God is calling you to find new friends。
可能神是呼召你去认识一些新的朋友。
But the thought of somebody new breaking into your group causes you frustration.
但有时候当有一些新人来到你的小组的时候，可能令到你不安乐。
Maybe you've been asked to serve in a new ministry.
可能你是被呼召来到做一个新的事工。
And it's messing with your routine.
但可能对你平时的惯性是有一些骚扰。
Maybe you've been asked to be an elder or a deacon, and the thought is forcing you to think in new ways.
你可能是被邀请是做长老、做执事，但可能会叫你来去想嘢，是要去用一个新的方法来去想。
Maybe God is calling you into full-time missions ministry.
可能神呼召你来到全时间做一位嘅宣教士。
All of these things take us out of a state of contentment.Out of our comfort zones.
这个就是将我们那个的满足那个的感觉那个的现状来到去唤醒。
Do you know some of the very first missionaries that went out from the Christian and Missionary Alliance were disabled?
大家知不知道在第一批在宣道会差派出去的宣教士其实是他们有残疾的。
In the 1890s, there was a couple that went to Lebanon.
在1890年有一对的夫妇去到黎巴嫩的国家。
The husband was disabled.
他的先生是有残疾的。
And his wife was blind.
他太太是盲的。
And they tell a story about this missionary couple. When they left Lebanon, there was a trail of people weeping, asking them to return.
当一对嘅夫妇离开黎巴嫩嘅时候，有一大队嘅当地嘅人都系喺度流泪，嚟到系去恳求佢哋再翻嚟。
Those early missionaries that went, they were plumbers.
当呢啲嘅早期嘅宣教士，佢哋系做水喉嘅工作
，and carpenters.
或者系做木匠嘅。
They were just normal people.
佢哋系一啲好平凡嘅人。
But here's what they truly believe.
但系呢个系佢哋笃信嘅一件嘅事情。
We want to tell the world your story.
因为我要将你嘅故事嚟到传遍普天下。
We want to be witnesses to the end of the earth.
我系要去到地极嚟到做你嘅见证。
They truly believe these words. Use me for your glory.
佢哋真系明白到就系话神啊，使用我，叫你嘅名系得着荣耀。
Where you go, I will go.
你去边度，我都会去边度。
Where you lead, I will follow.
你带领我去边度，我都会跟随。
One of the challenges in the North American church.
在北美洲一个好大嘅挑战。
Is we need to be moved out of our comfort.
就系要喺我哋一个好舒服、好安全嘅地带嚟出嚟。
We need to be reawakened to the rescue mission.
我哋系要系去被唤醒嚟到系进入呢个救援嘅行动。
And here's what John Piper says. He's an American preacher.
一位美国嘅讲道家John Piper 咁样讲。
There is a growing sense in some of us that we need to stir each other up to take some risks.
我哋有一个嘅好需要就系叫大家嚟到系彼此嘅嚟到系去搞动嚟到系去做一啲冒险嘅工作。
We need to break out of deeply ingrained habits.Of timidity, silence, and fear.
我哋要喺我哋一个好顽固嘅经嗰个嘅恐惧嗰个嘅沉默当中嚟到唤醒。
We need to be freed to speak the truth in love.
我哋系要系被释放嚟到系去用爱心嚟到系讲诚实话。
And so what Piper is saying is that if we are going to fulfill the Great Commission.Then we first need to be stirred in our hearts.
如果我哋系要嚟到系去行呢个大使命嘅时候，我哋嘅心一定系要被搅动。
We need to be able to see that the world needs to be rescued and that it's lost.
我哋一定要睇见呢个嘅世界系需要被救援，呢个世界系灭亡紧。
But Piper says if we're going to do this, we need to take some risks.
但系佢话，当如果我哋要咁做嘅时候，我哋一定要系冒险。
He says we first have to talk about war.
他说我们一定开始的时候要讲一个争战。
Because life is war.
因为生命就是一个争战。
And it is utterly impossible for people to know what prayer is really for until we know that we're in a war.
我们如果不知道到底什么是争战的时候，我们不能够真正明白祷告是什么意思。
And so Paul says at the end of his life,
所以保罗在他临终的时候说
I have fought the good fight.
他说那美好的仗我已经打完了。
I have finished the race.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have kept the faith.
所以我所信的道我已经守住了。
And then he says this to Timothy.
然后他跟提摩太这样说
Timothy, fight the good fight of the faith.
他说你要为真理打美好的仗。
Lay hold of the eternal life to which you were called.
持守这个永生因为你为此来被召的。
Life is a war.
生命是一个的战争。
Because the maintenance of our faith.
因为我们信心的坚持。
And the laying hold on eternal life is a constant fight.
而我们对这个永生，这个信心的坚持是一个的争战。
Paul tells us that the number one target of our faith is Satan.
保罗说撒旦第一个嘅要攻击嘅就系我哋嘅信心。
And Jesus says, if you endure to the end, you will be saved.
保罗话：如果你系忍耐到底嘅时候，你必然嘅得救。
So what allowed Abraham and Sarah to get up and go and leave their families?
点解亚伯拉罕同埋撒拉会系嚟到系起嚟嚟到离开佢嘅家庭佢嘅家族咧？
Faith.
就系因为信心。
And what allowed Noah to build an ark, even though there was no rain?
为什么挪亚会在没落雨的情况下来到起方舟呢是因为信心。
Faith.
就是因为信心。
And what allowed David to get up and go and take on Goliath?
为什么大卫会来到去跟哥利亚来到去争战呢
Faith.
就是因为信心。
Here are a few metaphors of what the Christian life looks like without an active faith.
如果我们的生命是没有这个信心的时候这个就是有这里有几个的比喻
He or she is a cloud that produces no rain.
佢就好似一个云雾，但系唔会落雨嘅。
A tree that produces no flowers.
佢系一个冇花朵嘅一个嘅树。
A well that is empty of water.
都系一个冇水嘅井。
So what does it take to get up and go?
到底我哋要去出去嘅时候系需要啲乜嘢嘅条件呢
？Again, we need to recognize that first we are at war.
我哋第一样嘢系要认定嘅时候，呢个系一个嘅争战。
And we need a great and incredible faith to engage the battle.
我哋需要一个极大嘅信心嚟到喺呢个争战里边。
And without this great faith,
如果冇咗呢个征战嘅时候嘅信心嘅时候
，will be a well that produces no water。
我哋就好似一个冇水嘅井一样。
This is a verse that has haunted me in my own growth as a Christian。
呢一节嘅圣经喺我成长嘅当中，成日都系嚟到系提醒我。
Hosea says in chapter 13, verse 6, when I fed them, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me.
在何西亚书第十三章第六节里面说，这些民照我所赐的食物得了饱足，记得饱足，心就高傲，忘记了我。
The people had lost their longing for God.
这些人是对神的渴慕是完全消失了。
He had blessed them.
神是祝福了他们。
And they had forgot the purpose for which they had been blessed.
但是他们完全忘记了神为什么要祝福他们。
To get up and go.
就是叫他们起来，来到出去。
And Peter reminds us, he says, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
彼得说，你是被拣选的，你是君尊的祭司，被拣选的族裔。
You are God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
因为你是属神的子民，要叫你们是宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明的美德。
The best imagery that I know of this rescue mission.
在一个救援的行动里面，一个最合适的一个的图画对比我来讲的时候，就是
is the story of the Titanic.
就是一个铁达尼号的一个故事。
On April 14th, 1912,
在1912年4月15号,
at approximately 11:40 p.m.
大约是夜晚黑十一点几的时候
，Six gashes began to tear open the RMS Titanic。
咁就系有六个嘅缺口嚟到系去侵袭到呢个嘅咁大嘅一只铁达尼船。
Within 40 minutes, it is estimated that 16,000 cubic feet of water had entered the hull。
大约系40分钟之内，佢哋系计过大约有16,000嘅平方尺嘅水系入咗呢个船里边。
At 2:17 a.m. in the morning, the final distress call went out from the Titanic.
朝头早2:17嘅时候，就系最后一个嘅求救嘅信号，就喺呢个船里边出嚟。
1,500 souls fell off the boat and into the icy water of the Atlantic.
大约有1,500人就喺只船。嗰度嚟到跌咗落去一個冰凍嘅海裏邊。
Now of those 20 lifeboats，
嗰度大約有20隻救生艇。
Each one had the capacity to hold 60 people。
每一隻救生艇應該係可以坐60人嘅。
But not one of those lifeboats had more than 20 people in it。
但係冇一隻嘅救生艇當時候有坐多過20人喺上邊。
In fact, only one lifeboat went back of the 20.
而事實上，喺呢20隻救生艇裏邊，只有一隻係翻翻轉頭嘅。
And the one boat that went back picked up 6 people.
咁呢一隻翻翻轉頭嘅救生艇就救咗6個嘅人。
What an incredible picture is that is for us.
呢個係一個好震撼嘅圖畫。
Some of the people in the lifeboats
有一啲喺呢个救生艇上面嘅人
told reporters when they got back to safety
当佢哋系被拯救嘅时候，佢同一啲嘅记者咁样讲
Here's what they heard in the water
咁喺呢个冰冻嘅水里边，佢哋听到啲乜嘢咧
？Please come and save us
佢话请你翻嚟系拯救我哋
Come back for just one more
你请你翻嚟系救多一个嘅人。
Please don't leave us here in the water.
唔好让我哋系死喺呢个水里边。
What a spiritual picture that paints for us as Christians.
呢个喺我哋基督徒里边系一个属灵嘅一个嘅图画。
Rescue those being led astray to death.
就系嚟到系去救援、去拯救一啲系向死亡嚟到系去进入紧死亡嘅人。
Hold back those staggering towards the slaughter.
就是来到去拯救一些是被是走入去灭亡的人。
That we have been rescued from the dominion of darkness.
因为我们已经是从黑暗罪恶死亡里面被拯救出来。
Somehow in the midst of being saved,
当我们是被拯救的当中的时候，
the people forgot what the lifeboat was for.
那些人是会竟然忘记了到底这个救生艇的目的是什么。
So when you've been pulled into the lifeboat,
当你是被拉进这个救生艇里面的时候，
what does the role of the lifeboat become?
这个救生艇的存在的目的是什么呢？角色是什么呢？
And see, and Christ says to us,
耶稣这样跟我们说，
that no different than how we have been rescued,
这个就好像我们怎样被拯救一样。
We need to be prepared to be rescuers.
我们同样都是准备好成为去拯救人的人。
And so we need to reach out of the boat.
我们要在这只救生艇里面伸出我们的手。
And be prepared to bring those in.
就是准备好来到是将更多的人拉上这个救生艇。
In 2010,
在2010年，
I was in an airplane crash.
我是在一个飞机里面是有遇到意外的。
I was in a little 8-seater airplane.
我是一架很小的坐八个人的飞机里面。
And we crashed into the side of a mountain.
我们的飞机呢就撞在一个山边里面。
We missed the runway in the jungle.
我们是去一个的森林那里，但是我们落不到这个跑道上面。
And while the plane was crash landing,
当这架飞机来到是坠毁、坠落的时候，
its wingtips were going from side to side.
它两个翼就在不断地来到是去震动。
And I could see the wingtips breaking from my window.
我在我窗里我看到飞机的翼是开始来到是去破烂了。
And then the plane started to flip forward.
咁依家嘅飛機咧就開始向前嚟到係去打滾。
And the propeller was digging into the dirt.
咁依個嘅螺旋槳咧就係插入咗一啲嘅泥土裏邊。
And I remember thinking, "Okay, Lord, it's time for me to come home."
咁我好記得當時我就諗，依家我係翻屋企嘅時候啦。同神講，
I was in the jungle as part of a rescue team.
我喺一個嘅森林裏邊係應該係做一個救援嘅事工嘅。
The next morning，
喺第二朝，
I had to get on another airplane and go even deeper into the jungle.
咁我就要上另外一架嘅飛機去到一個嘅森林更深嘅地方。
And this time it was a 2-seater airplane, not an 8-seater.
咁今次嘅飛機係仲細，只可以坐兩個人嘅啫。
And I remember.As I got into that airplane,
咁我好記得我入呢架飛機嘅時候，
Christ had just saved my life the day before.
神係點樣喺琴日係拯救咗我生命？
Am I ready to take another risk?
咁我今日係咪能夠係繼續去冒險咧？
But it is what we've been called to do.
呢個就係神呼召我哋要做嘅事。
That lifeboat that we're called into when we're saved.
当我们是被拯救的时候，这只救生艇
isn't a pleasure craft.
这个不是一个游轮，
it's a lifeboat.
是一个救生艇。
And just as God used somebody to reach out and pull us in,
就是要人来到伸出的手来到去将我们拉上来。
He's calling us to the same mission.
他是呼召我们是同一个使命。
Three days after the Titanic sunk,
当铁达尼号沉咗之后嘅三日之后，
a boat came,
一只船嚟到
to where the Titanic sunk,
就系去到呢个铁达尼沉嗰个嘅位置。
And this is the report from the sailors who were there.
呢个就系嗰度嗰只船嘅水手咁样去讲。
They reported seeing 328 men, women, and children.Floating, frozen in the water.
佢哋睇到有328个男男女女同埋有细蚊仔嘅浮尸喺一个嘅冰冻嘅海上边。
Their deaths were needlessly caused because those who had been saved would not risk going back.
但系佢哋嘅死亡系可以完全嘅避免，但系因为呢啲嘅被救嘅人冇翻翻去。
The fear and risk of losing their life or being pulled into the water. incapacitated those people in the lifeboats.
呢啲被拯救嘅人，因為佢哋自己嘅恐懼，驚住佢哋自己會係被浸死嘅時候，以致到佢哋嚟到冇去再翻去拯救呢班嘅人。
Where you go, I will go.
你去邊一度，我都會跟隨。
Where you lead, I will follow you.
無論你帶領我去何方，我都會跟隨你。
Somehow again, in the midst of being saved, those in the lifeboats forgot the purpose of the lifeboat.
在一個被拯救的過程當中，在救生艇上面的人忘記了救生艇的目的是什麼。
They thought the lifeboat was for them.
他以為這個救生艇就只是給他們用的。
To be saved.
就是給拯救他們的。
They had forgotten the purpose for which they had been saved.
他們忘記了為什麼他們會被拯救。
God has called us to be rescued, risk-taking rescuers.
神是呼召我們是要做一個冒險的一個的去救援的人。
And here's the incredible thing.
這個是一個很震撼的事情。
About taking a risk.
就是怎樣來到去冒險。
In Acts chapter 4,
在使徒行傳第四章,
Peter and John are going to the temple to pray.
彼得和約翰來到去聖殿裡面禱告。
And in the midst of their faithfulness going to pray,
在他們很忠心的去聖殿裡面禱告的時候,
a man is healed.
有一個人是被醫治好。
And then it says that terrible men took hold of Peter and John.
但在這裡說有一些人就捉住了彼得和約翰。
Now here's the interesting thing. Just before that, we had Pentecost, where thousands of people came to faith.
有很有趣的事情就是剛剛這件事情發生之前就是五旬節，五旬節的時候有很多千的人來到去信耶穌的。
And Peter had two events that had just happened to him.
而彼得就有兩件的事情在生命裡面發生。
That a combined 8,000 people, not including women and children, had come to faith.
不計婦女和兒童，是有8,000的人來到去決志信耶穌的。
What a wonderful thing it is to be a part of ministry when things are going incredible.
当我们的事工是这么成功的时候，这个实在是很快乐的时候。
What an incredible thing it would have been to be on the Titanic enjoying that beautiful trip.
当你是上一个铁达尼的时候，其实是一个很开心，一个很好的一件事。
But the reality of our Christian faith is that God tells us in order to growinto being like Christ, we need to experience the wonderful things, but we need to experience the difficult things.
但神是提醒了我们，我们在基督徒我们生命的成长的当中，我们有很漂亮很开心的事，但我们也有很大的挑战。
If we really fully want to understand God,
如果我们要完全的去明白神的时候，
If we really want to fully understand Christ's heart,
如果我们是完全要去体会到耶稣基督的心肠的时候，
Do you think we could only do it if we experience the blessing?
你觉得我们可不可以净是来去享受神给我们 的福分呢？
That's only one side of who Christ is.
这个只是耶稣基督的其中一边。
To experience the full blessing of knowing our Savior.
要我们是来去完全的明白体会到耶稣基督的心肠的时候，
We need to embrace not just the blessing,
我们不单只要去拥抱神给我们的祝福，
but the persecution,
也都是要是去拥抱神要为我们预备的受苦。
Now here's the incredible thing about reaching out of the lifeboat and pulling somebody in.
当你在救生艇里面来到去拉一个人上来的时候，
Peter and John find themselves being persecuted.
彼得和约翰是被逼迫的。
They've been beat up and they've been put in jail.
他们是坐监，也是被人打的。
But that persecution turned into proclamation.
但是这个的逼迫是成为了他们的宣告。
Right in the midst of that persecution, Peter takes this incredible opportunity to proclaim the gospel.
就是在这个的被逼迫的当中，彼得是用这个机会来到宣告这个福音。
And I believe it's the same thing for us.
我相信对我们来说也是同样的事实。
That persecution is just a means to proclamation.
我相信一个的受逼迫是我们宣告神的福音的一个的媒体。
So we need to consider getting out of the lifeboat.
所以我哋要去考虑我哋点样嚟到系去行离开呢个嘅救生艇。
And it demands unimaginable faith.
但系呢个要求我哋有好大嘅信心。
And why is that?
点解咧？
Because Christ broke through so many boundaries, including culture, religion, and society.
主耶稣系佢自己冲破咗好多个界限，系包括宗教、社会同埋文化上面嘅界限。
Just think to the leper, he gave physical healing.
耶稣系医治咗一个生麻风嘅人。
To the Samaritan woman, he gave her water that it would allow her to thirst no more.
他是對撒瑪利亞人是賜給他一個的水是永遠不需要再喝的。
And to the prostitute, he gave grace and forgiveness.
他也是給一個的妓女有恩典和饒恕。
In Luke chapter 19, Jesus is traveling through Jericho as he's coming to the end of his ministry on earth.
当耶稣在路加福音第十九章里面去去到耶利哥城的时候
And he sees the despised Zacchaeus.
他就见到一个被人来憎厌的该撒撒该
Think about a Zacchaeus in your community.
我们想想在你的环境里面有没有这个撒该呢
And what does Jesus do? He goes right to Zacchaeus.
但耶稣做了什么呢他就去接触撒该。
He was on a rescue mission.
他是一个救援的行动当中。
And what was the first thing that the people did when they saw Jesus go to Zacchaeus?
当这些人看到耶稣来到去跟撒该讲话的时候，那些人讲什么呢？
They murmured.
他们就有很多的噪音。
They gossiped.
他们在这里讲是非。
They said, how could you go to such a terrible man's home?
他说耶稣你怎么可以去一个这样的人渣的地方呢
Where you lead,
你怎么带领我
I will follow.
我会跟随你。
We sing it, but do we mean it?
我们经常这样唱但是我们是不是真的愿意这样做呢
We sing telling the world your story.
我们去唱我们要对普天下来到去说神的故事。
But who is the world?
但是谁是你的世界呢
Jesus was an incredible radical.
耶稣是一个非常之的有大胆的一个革命家。
He loved Zacchaeus.
他很爱该撒。
Because he came to seek and save the lost of who Zacchaeus was one.
因为他来到去寻找去拯救去爱这位罪人这个撒该这个罪人。
And so A.W. Tozer tries to explain how we've forgotten the rescue mission.
A.W. Tower, 他是这样说这个救援的行动是什么
And here's what Tozer says.
Tozer 是这样说
In the beginning, God created things for man to use and enjoy.
起初的时候神是做了万物是叫人来到去使用和享受。
But always on the altar of man's heart was God.
但是当时候人心里面的宝座就是神在中心。
But here's what happened.
但是有什么事发生呢?
The blessing
这个的祝福
replaced, was replaced, or the blessing replaced the blesser.
这个的祝福就代替了赐祝福的这个人。
See, God was on the throne of our heart.
神是在我们心里面的宝座
And he blessed us.
祂来祝福我们
And Tozer says, but what happened is the comforts, the good things slowly pushed God off the throne and in his place were things.
但是在我们的生命里面神所给我们的祝福就慢慢地将神这个赐祝福的神来到慢慢来到去移开来到我们心里面只是填满了神赐给我们的祝福
When pleasure replaced, what pleasure replaced was our purpose.
我们的享受就代替了我们这个目标。
Pleasure replaced our purpose.
我们的享受来到代替了我们这个目标。
And so it's easy to see how the lifeboat can be turned into a pleasure boat.
我哋可以去睇到呢啲嘅救生艇点样成为咗一个嘅好似游轮咁样。
Jesus says, "If any man will follow me,"
耶稣话要跟随我嘅。
Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
背起十架嚟到去跟随我。
So I want to tell you a story, and I'll probably end here with a good friend of mine.
我想同大家讲一个故事，系关于一个好朋友嘅。
He's an incredible missionary to the world.
佢系一个非常之伟大嘅一个嘅宣教士。
My friend Nelson.
我个朋友叫做 Nelson。
Grew up in a very poor Filipino family.
佢系喺一个好穷嘅菲律宾嘅家庭里边长大。
And he was the only member in his family with any intellectual aptitude.
咁佢喺家庭里边咧系唯一个咧系对读书系有少少嘅兴趣。
And Nelson excelled at school.
咁 Nelson 咧喺读书读得好好。
And so his parents sent him to university because their future wealth and success was in Nelson.
因为只是他可以读得书，所以他的家人就将他送到大学里面读书。
The challenge was Nelson had no money.
但是那个困难就是 Nelson 是没钱的。
And so he had to try to find a way to make money.
那他就要用不同的方法来去赚钱去交学费。
So Nelson began to sell drugs.
他就开始来去卖毒。
At the university,
在大学里边咧嚟到系去买毒品。
And he was an incredibly capable man.
佢系一个非常之聪明嘅一个人。
And so he excelled in selling drugs.
咁佢喺卖毒嗰度咧都系非常之做得非常之好嘅。
So much so that he became the main drug lord in his university.
咁咧佢做得好成功嘅时候，所以喺大学里边咧佢成为咗系呢个贩卖毒品嘅一个嘅皇帝咁样。
Now there were a small group of Christians at his university.
咁喺大学里边咧有细班嘅基督徒同学。
And one young, quiet man.
有一个好静嘅一个嘅同学。
Was called to reach out to Nelson.
就系被神呼召嚟到去接触 Nelson.
To pray for him.
就系为佢祈祷。
To reach out to him.
嚟到去接触佢。
Now this young Christian followed Nelson everywhere Nelson went.
咁呢个咁年轻嘅基督徒咧就跟住 Nelson， 佢去到边佢都跟住佢。
If he went on a date，
咁佢拍拖嘅时候咧
，Nelson was there。
佢都跟住佢去。
If he was selling drugs，
如果Nelson 系卖紧毒品嘅时候
，This Christian was there。
呢个基督徒嘅朋友亦都喺当中。
And Nelson tells the story。That he became so frustrated with having this young Christian guy following him.
咁 Nelson 咧就话佢觉得好猛整啊！呢个人成日都系吊住佢跟住佢咁样。
That he said, "If you don't stop following me,"
如果你再系咁样跟住我咧
，I will beat you."
咁我就会砌你啦。
Well, Nelson's selling drugs finally caught up with him.
咁但系 Nelson 去贩卖毒品呢件事咧，终于都系嚟到系去佢犯咗事啦。
And Nelson ended up in jail.
咁佢咧就俾警察捉咗，就入咗去监牢里边。
And who do you think was there to visit him every day?
咁你估下边一个系每一日喺监牢里边嚟去探 Nelson 咧
？This young Christian.
就系呢个年轻嘅好静嘅基督徒朋友。
And in jail, Nelson still said the same thing. I don't want you to come visit me. And if you keep coming to visit me, I will kill you.
咁呢个 Nelson 咧就话，佢仍然都系话，你唔好再嚟探我。如果你成日都系嚟咁探我咧，我终有一日咧会杀咗你嘅。
When Nelson did get out of jail，
咁当 Nelson 系被释放嘅时候
，true to his word，
咁咧佢就真系好似佢所讲咁。
Our young Christian there， our young Christian friend was there to meet him。
咁呢个嘅年轻嘅基督徒朋友咧，就喺当时候咧嚟到系去等佢。
Well, Nelson got a bunch of his friends together.
咁咧，呢个 Nelson 咧就揾埋佢一班嘅朋友。
And they found this young Christian man.
咁佢就揾到呢一个后生嘅基督徒朋友。
And they literally beat him to death.
咁咧，佢就真系将呢个人嚟到打死咗。
And while this young Christian was laying on the ground, beaten, filled with blood, he started to murmur something.
当呢个嘅年青人系被打到几乎死嘅时候，佢去奄奄一息嘅去讲咗一啲嘅说话。
And so Nelson moved close to him to hear what he was murmuring.
咁呢個 Nelson 咧就去到佢旁邊嚟到聽下佢到底佢講緊啲乜嘢。
And when Nelson got close enough,
當 Nelson 去到好近嘅時候
，this young man grabbed him around the knees.
咁呢個後生仔咧就攬住佢只腳。
And he said, Nelson.
佢話 Nelson.
Jesus loves you.
佢話耶穌愛你。
And Nelson was overwhelmed at that moment.
當時 Nelson 佢嘅情緒非常之嘅激動。
By the words that man had shared, that young Christian man.
就係呢位年輕嘅基督徒同佢講嘅説話。
That Nelson, Jesus loves you.
佢話 Nelson, 耶穌愛你。
So the murderous drug dealer changed the trajectory of his life.
咁呢一個嘅販賣毒品，呢個謀殺人嘅人，佢整個人生嘅方向都係被改變。
That young Christian bold man,
一位咁勇敢嘅年輕嘅基督徒
，who was not ashamed of the gospel,
佢冇因為福音為恥
，who knowing the risk and the cost,
佢知道傳福音嗰個嘅冒險同埋嗰個嘅代價
，who seeing the full picture of his purpose,
佢亦都係睇見神俾佢嗰個嘅使命同埋目的
，he reached out of the boat,
佢喺只船度拎出佢隻手
，and pulled Nelson in。
就係將 Nelson 拉咗上呢個救生艇裏邊。
Knowing the cost，
佢知道呢個嘅代價。
Nelson has gone on。
咁 Nelson 咧就係繼續佢嘅生活。
Now I haven't seen him in years。
咁我好多年冇見到 Nelson 啦。
But he had become a rescuer for Christ。
但係佢係成為咗為基督嚟到成為咗一個救援嘅。
And he had shared more stories with me about bringing Bibles into countries where they weren't allowed.
佢係將聖經係嚟到去帶到一啲唔俾聖經進到入去個國家嘅地方裏邊。
He told me stories about being on the back of a motorcycle escaping police.
佢講佢點樣喺個電單車上邊嚟到係逃走，因為有警察要捉佢。
He told me about being hidden in an attic.
佢亦都係講到點樣喺一個閣樓裏邊匿埋，
because of his work.
因為佢嘅事工。
You see, Nelson had become a rescued, risk-taking rescuer.
Nelson 就成為咗一個願意嚟到去冒險嘅一個嘅救援工作者。
And friends, that young Christian man is no different from us.
呢一個年輕嘅青年人同我哋一樣冇分別。
He wasn't born with a deeper sense of spirituality than any one of us.
佢唔係出世嘅時候就有一個好深嘅屬靈嘅一個嘅經歷。
You know, some people are born with an incredible music ability.
有啲人一出世就有一啲嘅音樂嘅細胞。
Like we heard from our pianist and our wonderful choir.
好似我哋今日詩班唱詩一樣。
See, some people are born with a mechanical gift.
有啲人咧係做機械咧，機器咧係好有恩賜嘅。
And they can take a toaster and shake it and know what's wrong with it and just fix it。
佢咧可以拎起你嘅多士爐搖一搖咧，就知道係有啲咩毛病，就可以整翻好噶啦。
Some people are born with great athletic ability。
有啲人一出世咧就係好有體育嘅恩賜嘅。
But when it comes to the Holy Spirit。
但係當我哋講到聖靈嘅時候
，We all start at the same place。
我哋全部都係從同一個起點。
See, we're all born lost。
我哋全部都係一個。
Nobody has more of the Holy Spirit than anybody else。
冇一個人係有比聖靈更加嘅充滿，比其他人多嘅。
We've all been given that same gift。
我哋每一個人都有同樣嘅恩
賜。And the power that comes with that gift。
就係呢個恩賜背後嗰個能力都係一樣嘅。
We all started in the same place。
我哋全部都係同一個起點嚟到。
We all started with sin。
我哋全部都係罪人開始。
Depraved。
我哋係
All having fallen short。
全部都係虧缺咗神嘅榮耀。
But we all have the exact same。Capacity to participate.
但我哋每一个人都有同样嘅能力，同一个嘅空间嚟到系去嚟到系参与呢个工作。
So this is what Paul says.
保罗系咁讲。
If you are serious about living this resurrected life with Christ,
如果你系好真系要去专心嘅嚟到系跟随耶稣喺一个嘅佢嘅复活嘅生命里边有份嘅时候
，act like it.
你就是要你的行动都是要一样。
Pursue the things over which Christ presides.
我们是要去追求主耶稣基督去赐给我们的使命。
Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed by the things right in front of you.
我们不要将我们的眼目专注在我们今天地上的事情。
Look up and be alert to what God is doing around Christ.
我们要来到去仰望，知道神在耶稣基督里面要做成的工作。
Because that's where the action is.
因为那个就是那个行动的中心。
When we think about this month of missions, be thou my vision. Paul says this to the church in Colossae. See things from Christ's perspective.
当我们今个月是讲到宣教的时候，保罗对哥罗西教会说，我们是要从耶稣那个眼光来到去看事情。
See things from Christ's vantage point.
我们要是从耶稣那个眼光，他的关注的事情里面来到去看事情。
So what is Christ's vantage point?
咁到底主耶稣佢嗰个嘅目标，佢嗰个嘅使命系乜嘢咧？
Well, we need to think of ourselves the way Christ saw himself.
我哋要去谂下主耶稣点样去睇自己，以致到我哋去识得点样去睇我哋自己。
Who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God.
佢冇因为系同神平等而为强夺嘅。
Something to be used to his own advantage.
他没有因为这样就是来到是去成为了觉得是应该是比这件事是夸胜。
Rather, he made himself nothing.
但是他是虚己。
By taking the very nature of a servant.
就是成为了仆人的样式。
Being made in human likeness.
就是跟人一样的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man.
就是跟人的样式一样来到是去侍奉。
And he humbled himself
他是虚己谦卑
by becoming obedient to death
就是至死的来到去顺服
even death on a cross
甚至死在十字架上面
So as we end this month of missions
当我们在今个月来到去结束我们这个宣教的月的时候
and we think of those words be thou my vision
当我们想到我们的主题就是成为我意象
Let us remember those who were called and who accepted the call to be rescued, risk-taking rescuers.
我亦都系去纪念到一班系被呼召，亦都系跟随咗、接受咗个呼召，去做一个愿意嚟都系去冒险嘅救援人员。
And again, I want to thank you for your faithfulness to giving.
而且喺特別係多謝每一位喺奉獻上邊嘅忠心。
Thank you for your faithfulness in praying。
喺禱告上邊嘅忠心。
And thank you for your faithfulness in encouraging those to have a country not on here yet that God is calling us to a least reached people group. Thank you for being open to being active.In pulling those out of the water,
我要多谢大家喺各方面嘅忠心嚟到系去将呢个福音嚟到传去一啲未有听到福音嘅地方。
Let's pray.
请大家一齐低头祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've allowed us to be a part of your purpose.
天父，我哋实在多谢你俾我哋喺你嘅工作，你喺你嘅事工里边，你嘅计划里边有份。
And we thank you that you sent your son to be a part of this rescue mission.
我哋多谢你，因为你差遣你自己嘅儿子喺个救援行动里边。
And the incredible thing is,
呢件好伟大嘅事情嘅当中
，that our Lord said, "I will never leave you."
就系你自己话，我系唔会离开你。
I will be with you always.
我系会永远嘅与你同在。
When I send you on this rescue mission.
当我嚟到差你去做呢个救援行动。
Remember, all authority has been given.
就系所有嘅权柄。
In heaven and on earth.
喺天上地下所有嘅权柄。
So we go with purpose.
所以我哋系有目的。
We go with a plan.
我哋有计划嘅去。
We go with power of the Holy Spirit.
我哋有圣灵嘅能力嚟到去。
And we go knowing that our Lord will be with us.Always.
因为我们随时就知道主耶稣基督是会同我们一起直到世界的末了。
So Holy Spirit, help us.
圣灵，请你系帮助我哋。
As the psalmist said, "Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord."
好似诗人话，我嘅帮助从何而来？我嘅帮助从造天地万物嘅神而嚟。
Holy Spirit, if we have replaced Christ off the throne of our heart,
圣灵，如果我哋嘅心里边嘅宝座唔系耶稣系坐喺上边嘅时候
，Help us put him back there, Father.
求你帮助我哋，叫我哋能够将耶稣摆翻喺我哋心里边嘅宝座。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.